Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
We're knee deep in the scandal of the century.
Laurel or Yanni.
It's driving people crazy. We've got some people being like, what? Now it's Yui for me. I've heard all the different ones different times. Stop with this witchcraft. Michelle says, I hear both Laurel and Yanni. It changes. What is this sorcery? Liam says, I'm a sound engineer. Although actually there are some theories coming through about different frequencies. Maddie from Wilton, what's your theory on the... First of all, are you a Laurel or a Yanni?
Oh, I'm a bit of both.
Okay.
At first I was definitely a Yanni or a Yanni, but I saw a comment that said, like, really listen out for the deeper frequency. And then straight away I heard Laurel. And I can even sort of hear both of them at the same time. Mm. If you really focus on either the high or the low, it really changes.
Yeah, I actually, just in that last break, started hearing Yanni again, and I've been hearing Laurel for the past hour. It's really, really freaking me out. I know it's freaking you out too. So we've called in some backup, someone who actually knows what they're talking about. Professor David Allais from the School of Psychology at Sydney Uni. You specialize in audio perception. What's going on here? Are we all crazy?
You're not crazy. It's actually your brain doing its job. The brain is busily trying to interpret what it hears. And in this particular case, those researchers have created a sound that is actually ambiguous and can be interpreted two ways. So the brain doesn't know which way to jump.
I don't like these grey areas, David. I want to know black or white. Which one is it?
Well, I hear Yanni all the time, 100%.
So how does this work? How have they created both in the same audio?
So if you look at a recorded sound of speech, you get sort of bursts of energy at different times as sort of an envelope you can draw around all that activity and see different pulses of energy at different times. And that's how the brain extracts what the letters are, the sounds are. And they've created these two words that have very similar, what you call spectrograms. They look very similar spectrally in their timing and energy. And so the brain doesn't really know what it should interpret. They've cleverly done this to make it sound like two possible interpretations. And what it reveals to us actually is that the brain is always trying to interpret what it hears or sees or feels. And usually it does it really well, and we're not aware that it's ambiguous. It can jump straight to what it thinks it is. But in special cases, you can have it flip-flop, so it doesn't really know what it's hearing.
Well, what we've actually done is got one of the audio wizards here at Triple J to run their eyes over it, and they've got two versions. The first, you'll hear no bass, no bass whatsoever. The second, all bass. So you should be able to hear both of them one after the other.
Laurel.
Let's hear that again.
Laurel.
And they both sound like Laurel to me.
I am losing all...
Well, the bassy one is very Laurel, I think.
And I can kind of hear more Yanni in the first, but I'm still hearing Laurel. I don't even know. Is there...
Should we try one more time?
Yeah.
They're both Laurel to me still. This hasn't worked at all.
Now, this has worked for me because that's the first time I've heard Laurel. I was 100% Yanni before that bass version.
Wow. So is there any difference in a brain that can hear Laurel and a brain that can hear Yanni, or is it literally just a switch that gets flipped?
Well, you know what? One of the things is it's probably age-related, because as you get older, you lose high-frequency sensitivity, so the sounds are getting more muffled and bassier. So probably if you tried this on your grandparents, they might hear... what was it, Laurel? And if you try it on some, 20-somethings, hopefully they're not too, iPod damaged, then they should be able to hear Laurel.
All right, let's give it one more chance.
Laurel.
Man.
Yeah.
This is a rabbit hole, honestly. Thank you so much, Professor David Allais from the School of Psychology at Sydney Uni. I don't know what's what anymore.
Jen and Lewis on Triple J.